You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Today, I want to talk a little bit about fair market value and how a site needs to consider having a policy on fair market value and why it needs to be reviewed by legal and compliance. Now, as a consultant and trainer, I am asked at least twice a month, how do we decide what is fair market value for our clinical trial budgets? And that's a question that you should be asking, and you should be evaluating the types of payment that you are making within your organization. As an organization, you have to consider the anti-kickback statute and be aware that that can be an area of concern if, for instance, a physician practice is referring a patient to your facility for services with payment made under a federal healthcare program, and there is an exchange of remuneration between that physician practice and your facility. Speaking as a nurse, not an attorney, my advice to sites today is always, please refer to your legal counsel and your compliance department, because any kickback statute and the Stark physician self-referral law violations can be fairly huge if you're not aware of them. And you have to be considerate of the fair market price for an exchange of services and the general market value for those services. In both instances, you really have to be aware that you cannot really transact at the same price for things of different values. And that would be that all principal investigators or PIs are not performing the same basic function. Now, when you look at a PI and their payment on a clinical trial, you have to take into account what they would be doing minus the trial, and they would be receiving payment from a payer where a claim would be processed for those services. Just as though you have to consider that all cars perform the same basic function, but there are cars of different value. Depends on what type of car or brand you buy and whether it's a luxury vehicle or a more streamlined vehicle. That's why you have to consider the payment that you are paying physicians for their time. And looking at a physician payment as something that needs to be evaluated for the compensation for clinical work versus administrative work versus research-related work. When a PI says, I will not see a patient on any trial for less than a certain dollar amount, I would be considering, what does that PI or physician normally do, and what is their normal hourly rate? Those types of questions have ethical dilemmas for some sites, because it may encourage a physician to enroll subjects who don't quite meet an inclusion criteria if they're receiving a large dollar amount to put a patient onto a clinical trial. It also brings up concern when there is a compensation or a bonus paid to a physician or even a study staff member for referring or identifying a certain number of clinical trial subjects or participants, or they have to do a certain number by a certain date, such as a timely completion of an item in within the study. If the sponsor is going to pay for patients to be recruited within the first 7 days, it would make you wonder, why is that an over promotion of that trial in trying to find patients who meet the inclusion criteria and who consent to participate in the study? My advice: what services will the physician be providing? What would they normally make for those types of services from their normal method of payment? Now, in some facilities, physicians are paid as a researcher, they're paid as part of their salary package, and in some instances, within academic medical centers, physicians are paid for research through RVUs. A relative value unit, or an RVU, is the term Medicare uses for the physician payment fee schedule, and each service has a relative value unit ranked on a common scale for what the item is and what they are going to do. So a current Medicare conversion factor is around $40 an hour for an RVU. So you have to consider that there are physicians who make much more than that. So you have to look at how is your facility, your site, handling physician payments for clinical research studies. Now, one way to ensure that you are itemizing each and every clinical trial service is to, of course, do a Medicare coverage analysis or a coverage analysis through the establishment of a policy with a fee schedule for research. And many facilities today do 2 to 3 times the research rate for a pharmaceutical-sponsored study. The sponsors are purchasing something from you at fair market value, so you have to be aware as to what you're itemizing in your budget and what is within fair market value. Because remember, fair market value is in the eye of the beholder. You have to be able to defend what you are maintaining is your fair market value for any of the costs associated with your line item budget, including payment to the physician. Now, fair market value means the value in an arm's length transaction that's consistent with the general market value. And you have to understand that the price of something in Alabama is not the same price as it is in Los Angeles, California. And you have to consider that the fair market value is a price that is agreed upon and that is fair across the area, the region as to where you are, and looking at the compensation for the type of physician or the type of exchange of services that is going to occur, such as a CT scan or a particular lab that's being done outside of your hospital. My suggestion at this point, if you do not have an agreed upon research rate determined, that is a way to start out and memorialize that type of policy. Any of these policies that I'm talking about with regards to payment to physicians, contracts with physicians that are not employed by your hospital, fair market value, any kickback and the Stark violations that can occur by setting up improper agreements needs to be approved by your legal and compliance department. Best practice is to be consistent, reasonable, and defensible. And when there is something that comes up that seems strange, such as a physician is receiving a set amount of money, no matter what they do within a trial, I would say stop and ask questions. You have to consider that if there ever is to be an evaluation of your site and any of the topics that I've discussed today come up, you want to be informed that you mitigated any problems because you have policies and procedures and you can defend the market value of anything that you are doing with a physician practice. This is one area that is a principle that you need to do within clinical research. Establish a fair market value policy. Establish a research discount rate. Understand that the research rate for federally funded studies needs to be the Medicare rate within your region, and that can vary, but it is something that is truly open source and anyone can do data mining and find that rate. Today, we have many physicians doing research that a couple years ago were not. With the COVID trials and the opportunities with vaccines, there are new physicians who are taking the plunge and getting into clinical trial research. Set your parameters, understand fair market value, know the cost of doing business, the cost of a person's time, whether it's your study coordinator or your principal investigator. This will help you to be able to be ready and be able to understand and defend any budget that you do on a clinical trial. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.